the trees around me, or
it would be pretty tough to hit the pool.
I think so.
I think it's possible, though.
There's so many high points. Like, and my house has those peaks on it.
Yeah.
So it's got the lightning rods on top. And I think that would attract the lightning.
You know, every day we come in here and you never know. This is the beauty of our show. We just are babbling and then it leads to stuff.
Yeah.
I'm laughing inside because now I get to tell the story of good old... I can't say his name. Fuck. He's an Asian friend of mine.
Ah.
Who I used to caddy with.
Caddy.
I've told this story many times. Huntington Crescent Club. He's under a tree for, it's called four caddying, where you go ahead so you can see the guys hit their golf ball. He's under a tree. I believe it was, let me say, seventh hole. He's on the left side, about 180 yards out, right? And there's sort of a lightning thing happening, but it's not really raining. And the lightning hits the tree that he's under, splits it in half.
Wow. Like a movie.
No damage to him, really. And this Asian friend of mine, not an expression on his damn face.
Really?
Yes.
Just so they're like, bah.
Right.
Just got to watch the ball.
The thing, like a movie, hits the tree. And yes, it pretty much splits in half around him.
Wow.
And not even a reaction by the guy. I would have dropped my clubs and said, fuck this, I'm going home.
They are resilient.
But
let's see. Nearly 100 people die from lightning strikes each year, and hundreds are injured.
That's
it? If you see lightning or hear thunder, you are a potential target for lightning strike. Lightning fatalities or injuries occur most often when you are...
in a pool.
Near or in water. Indoor or outdoor pools, including showers or plumbing... near or under trees and tall objects, diving boards, towers, lifeguard stands, poles, etc. So I guess I was putting myself in some form of danger.
Boy.
As I jumped in the pool during the lightning storm.
I thought that...
I thought you were safe.
I thought the deaths were a lot higher than that. Only 100 a year?
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
That's for America, right? America.
America. I did not know. I thought in a pool with other higher things around you, and my pool is grounded. Like when it was made, they took all that rebar that they put the gunite on,
right?
And they actually stick a shitload of grounding poles in and attach them to that.
Yeah, I saw the storm rolling in. I was tired, man. I finally slept for the first time in a couple days.
Oh, God.
There was a lot of excitement around this show the last few days. Now everyone goes away, and now it's just us doing our show.
You are absolutely right, because I almost died three times driving home yesterday. I had to punch myself in the face.
Because you were so tired?
And roll my windows down, and I was yelling, "Stay awake, Anthony, stay awake!" And then I almost hit the divider three times.
Mm-hmm.
Driving home, and then I literally saw chromium elephants crossing the expressway, and I had to like shake my head and look, and then they were gone. But they looked like giant chrome elephants, like slowly walking into the road. I was hallucinating.
Get the fuck out of here!
I swear to you.
I had to shake my head
like fuck, wake up.
Yeah.
I was that tired. When I finally got home, I went into my room. And within, it had to be 10 seconds, I was asleep.
Out cold?
Totally asleep.
I was amazed. I went to bed last night.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I went to bed last night and slept till... Is that a real video, by the way?
Yeah.
I've seen it a million times.
It's an inside camera of some guy falling asleep at the wheel, and he has an accident, and he ends up in the back seat.
That's what happens to you.
He just crashes, and he rolls his vehicle, I guess. He's totally asleep. Wow, look at his face. He's all fucked up. And then he just ends up in the back.
That's fucked up.
Oh, God. You can't do that. It's so scary because you have no power over it. Tired driving, 10 times worse than drunk driving. At least you kind of...
Oh, at least when you're
trying.
Yeah, at least you're trying.
At least you're giving it your all.
But I'm a horrible sleeper. I wanted to watch that Heat-Mavs game. I know you guys aren't really NBA guys, but I was watching.
Mavs win?
Yeah, the fucking Mavs won, Anthony.
That's what I heard.
And that's why I'm so pissed off at Scottie Pippen, and he'll never care, obviously. But he came out...